Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve the relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to talk about today is As-Samad, which means the self-sufficient, the eternal, the one who has no need. Now, oftentimes in our relationships today, in our family lives, particularly as women and as mothers, we may struggle with this sense of self-sufficiency. And we may try so hard to conform to this idealized concept of like a superwoman, where we feel like we can show the world that we don't need anyone, that we are self-sufficient, that we are self-reliant. Yet we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Samad. He is the only one who is self-sufficient. And so when we trap ourselves into this realm of truly believing that we can do it all alone, we tend to isolate ourselves and find ourselves in the pitfalls of seclusion, which does not lead to a healthy or a happy home. So rather than constantly turning our critical eye inwardsly and thinking that we must prove that we are self-sufficient within our families, within our homes, instead, if we look externally and see the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have placed around us to help us become more sufficient, rather than to try to focus on self-sufficiency, then we can truly see the best part of ourselves and give that best part of ourselves to our families, to our spouses, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As-Samad allows us to recognize that when He gives us people in our lives, it is not because we should turn them away, but it is so that we can understand the beauty of the ummah and the connection that we can have with others. Jazakum Allah khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.